If you want to see the supernatural, you must be willing to take a supernatural risk.
Dr. Tony Evans says when you do, get ready for a change, even if it's not the one you were hoping for.
The way you know your focus is right, it's not whether the circumstance changes, it's whether you're on top of it or it's on top of you.
This is the Alternative Broadcast, featuring the timeless biblical teachings from the archives of Dr. Tony Evans. Some people think that when they're in God's will, everything will go smoothly, and when they're not, it won't. But today, Dr. Evans shows why following the Lord is a risk worth taking, even if things seem to be getting worse before they get better. Let's join him as he explains.
You will never see the supernatural unless you believe first. We define faith as acting like God is telling the truth, acting like it is so, even when it's not so, in order that it might be so, simply because God said so. And faith is measured by feet, not by feelings, by movement, not by what you say out of your mouth. Faith must be exercised in order to be real. That's why the Bible calls it walking by faith. And so I thought we would continue this emphasis on the supernatural through our understanding of faith. Today I want to take you to a well-known story, one we are all familiar with, and it's known because Peter is walking on water. But through that story, I think there are some things that you will pick up today that will be of help as you pursue a fresh experience of the supernatural work of God in your life and in your situation. Our scripture today is taken from Matthew chapter 14, the first gospel of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 14. The situation is set up for us in verse 22. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. Here is our situation. We have these disciples who are in a difficult scenario, a scenario in which Peter is going to take a risk. A risk is where you take a chance without being assured of how things are going to work out. Now, you and I are used to taking risk in life. We take risk all the time. If you're invested in the stock market, you're taking a risk that things are going to go up ultimately and not ultimately go down. You've taken a risk when you invest in various other things. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to take a risk in quitting your job and starting your own business. And so you take a loan hoping that it will pay off. You take a risk. Some of you are sitting next to somebody you've taken a risk on. Now, whether it's paid off or not is debatable, but you took a risk that it would work out. You were hoping it would work out. So risk-taking is part of life. In fact, you can't do much in life in many areas unless you take a chance. Risk-taking is a major part of life. But it's interesting. How many people will take a risk in life who won't bet on God? They will risk things that people tell them, but who won't gamble on God in the sense of a risk where you are not absolutely certain how it's going to wind up. In the Bible, many people had to take risks. They had to bet on God while being uncertain about where things were going to wind up. For example, Esther went before the king and said, I'm going to go and I'm going to stand before him. And if I perish, I perish. I'm not sure where this is going to wind up, but I'm going to place my bet, if you will. The three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, took their stand before Nebuchadnezzar and said, our God is able to deliver us, but if he doesn't, they took a risk, not being certain how this thing was going to wind up. The children of Israel walked when the Red Sea opened up on dry ground with a mountain of water on both sides, taking a risk that it wouldn't collapse while they were walking through. They took a chance. In fact, when they got to the promised land, they weren't willing to take a risk. And so they wind up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They weren't willing to take that bet. They weren't sure that they could, that this risk would be worth it. And so many people in the Bible have been challenged with taking a risk. If you want to see the supernatural, you must be willing to take a supernatural risk. And the Bible calls it faith because it's talking about betting on God. We're talking about, do you place a bet on him? Do you bet on God? The disciples are in a stormy situation while in the will of God. Jesus has told them to get in the boat and cross over to the other side. They get in the boat to cross over the other side. So they are perfectly in God's will. They are obeying him. They are doing exactly what he told them to do. So this sermon today is particularly for those who are seeking to please God. You are intentionally obeying God. You are doing exactly what God has told you to do to the best of your ability. You're not living in sin. You're not living in unconfessed sin. You're not in rebellion. You're not walking away from God, and yet you're in a storm. So the first thing you need to know is you can be in the will of God and in a storm at the same time. So don't be tricked or bamboozled to think that if you're in the will of God, it does not rain. There is no thunder and lightning and storm. You can be right smack dab in the will of God and it be thundering and lightning and wind blowing and it not be a good situation and you are exactly where God wants you to be. They were totally in obedience to God, but they were in a storm. Not only were they in a storm, it says the wind was contrary. In other words, they trying to go this way and the wind is blowing that way. You ever been in a situation where you're trying to please God, you're in a storm, and the harder you work to go where God wants you to go, the more resistance you're getting to arrive there. It says the wind was contrary. In other words, it was blowing against the direction they were trying to go in. So they rowing to go this way and the wind is blowing that way. So they're not making any progress. And they're in the will of God and it's a storm. We also just read it was the fourth watch. The fourth watch is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So it's dark. It's dark. Okay, wait a minute. I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm obeying God. I'm in a storm. Stuff is blowing me back from the way I'm supposed to go, and I can't see straight. It's dark because it's the fourth watch. Many of you here, many of us here, knows what it is to want to be pleasing to God, be in a storm, stuff is working against us, and we can't see straight. There is no light at the end of the tunnel, nowhere, no how, and I'm in the will of God because they're doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. So let's get this straight, starting off. God wants you to be in his will. And sometimes being in his will means you're also in a storm and things are working against you. And when that happens, you question whether I'm in the will of God. Because if I'm in the will of God, is it supposed to be raining this hard? If I'm in the will of God, should stuff be blocking me from where I'm trying to go? And if I'm in the will of God, shouldn't I be seeing something? But it's dark. That's our situation. That is our scenario.
When Dr. Evans continues in just a moment, he'll share the answers to those questions with us. First, though, if you feel like the circumstances of your life could pull you under at any moment, Tony's current teaching series is just what you need to help you hold on. It's called Believing is Seeing, and it explores the vital connection between taking God at His Word and seeing that Word make a real difference in your life. It'll teach you how to stop blocking your own blessings and how to weather storms that could otherwise wash you away. To help you put these lessons into practice, we're offering all 8 full-length messages in this powerful series as our gift when you make a contribution to support the Alternative Broadcast Ministry. And for a limited time, we'll also include Tony's brand new devotional and prayer guide, Anchored by Faith. This powerful little book is designed to help you stay grounded in God's promises, grow in spiritual confidence, and keep your faith anchored no matter what life throws your way. Don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222 to request this special package today. That's 1-800-800-3222 or online at TonyEvans.org. Right now, let's get back to Dr. Evans with the second part of today's message.
Jesus speaks, verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Okay, so wait a minute. They're in a storm and they get a sermon. They see this figure coming to them. There's enough moonlight for them to see something walking on the water. So we got 12 grown men screaming. They're scared. And Jesus says, don't be afraid, it is I. They get a sermon. Peter said to him, verse 28, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he, Jesus, said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. Okay, watch this now. Jesus gives a sermon to all 12. He says, don't be discouraged. It is I. Be not afraid. They got a sermon. And everybody, all 12, heard the same sermon. They heard the same message because they all in the same boat. So let's call this sanctuary a boat. And since I'm only repeating what Jesus said, you're in the boat with Jesus, meaning his word. So Jesus spoke. They all heard the same sermon, but only Peter asked for more. Peter says, Lord, if that's you talking, bid me come to you. So watch this. Jesus gives a word to all 12. Peter says, I need a special word just for me. I don't just want the general sermon for everybody. I need a personal word for me. Bid me to come. See, there are many people in the boat who will be satisfied with a general word. You'll leave church, you'll get off the boat and say, I heard the Lord today. The tragedy is many people who are in the boat will never get to walk on water. You'll never get to experience a miracle because you'll be satisfied with the sermon. You'll be satisfied with the general when what you need is a personal word with your name on it. Like Peter got a personal word with his name on it. Peter says, I can't speak for the other 11, but bid me to come. Based on your general word, it is you, I need a personal word directed to Peter that will allow me to experience the miraculous even in a stormy situation. When you hear a general word, don't stop there. Don't be satisfied with a sermon. And don't be satisfied that at least I was in the boat. I showed up. No, you need a personal word where God speaks to you and tells you, Peter or Patrice, come. Where you hear his voice directed to your unique situation. Now, remember now, all 12 are in God's will because all 12 are doing what God said. But Peter says, I want something more. I want to experience the miraculous because I want to walk on water. Now, you kids can't walk on water. That's a supernatural request. He makes a specific request. This is not general, Lord, bless me today. I want to walk on water. Now, watch this now. Watch this. He wants to walk on water because Jesus is walking on water. What kind of water is Jesus walking on? Stormy water, because they're in a storm. Now, watch this. Jesus is coming to them on top of the problem they're in. He's not coming to them in smooth sailing. He's coming to them in a storm. The reason why they think it's a ghost is they're not looking for Jesus in a storm. They're not looking for Jesus in a storm. They're not expecting Jesus in a storm. Let me explain something. One of the reasons Jesus allows you to be in the storm is for you to see what he looks like in a stormy situation. One of the reasons he allows you in his will to go through a storm is he wants you to see him as you've never seen him before. See, it's easy and nice and sweet to see him in church. But when you see him walking on the storm, watch this, and the storm is the problem. So God allows storms so you can see how he uses your problems as a staircase for his presence. So he's walking on the problem because the problem is a storm. Peter says, I want to walk on the problem too. You walking on the problem, I want to walk on the problem. I want to know what it feels like to walk on my problem rather than my problem walking on me. And he's in the will of God. Now watch this. Only Peter makes the request. None of the other 11 do. But wait a minute. Just before this happens, the story that precedes this is Jesus feeding the 5,000, and all 12 saw it. So they were exposed to the same miracles. They had been exposed to the same teaching of Jesus for the time they'd been with him. And they had all heard him say, be encouraged, don't be afraid, it is I. So it's not that Jesus had favorites, because they were all exposed to the same thing. It's just that Peter exercised faith. The others were satisfied with the sermon, with the word. So the 11 don't get to experience the supernatural. Only Peter does. Because only Peter is willing to walk by faith. Now they could have been in a boat saying, Jesus said, it is I, it is I. Oh yeah, it is I. Praise God for it is I. Nobody can say it is I like Jesus can say it is I. They could have been saying amen to the sermon all day, stuck in the boat. And you can be in church every week, stuck in the boat, and never walk on water. Because you've been satisfied, I've been satisfied to merely hear his voice and not experience his miraculous delivering power in the midst of my stormy situation. Peter makes a personal request, and his request is, I want to experience what it's like to walk on this problem. And so Jesus comes to them in a way they didn't expect. Peter says, I want to be with you. I want that miracle. One of the things we discover so far is that obedience can lead to rough sailing. You can obey God and be in a rough situation. So he gets out of the boat, and guess what? Peter is walking on water. The water is the problem. It's a storm. So what is Peter doing? He's walking on his problem because he's walking on a stormy situation. But something goes wrong. Verse 30. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Peter's walking on water. But seeing the wind, you can't see wind. Wind is invisible. So what he was seeing was the effect of the wind on the water. He was seeing the storm, the wind whip up the water. Seeing the wind. But wait a minute, he saw the wind before he got out the boat, because we were already told there was a storm. So this is not new sight. It was a shift in focus. He is now focusing on the wind. And when he focuses on the bigness of the problem, he begins to go under. He begins to sink. The shift in focus from the Jesus who called him to the circumstances he's in changed him from being a victor into a victim. His circumstances replaced his Savior. And when his circumstances replaced his Savior, his circumstances took over and began to suck him under. He became subject to the circumstances once his eyes left the Savior. When his eyes were on the Savior, his circumstance did not change. He was still in a storm. But the difference was he was on top of it and it wasn't on top of him. The way you know your focus is right, it's not whether the circumstance changes, it's whether you're on top of it or it's on top of you. He lost his faith because of the growth of fear. But fear only grew because faith diminished. And faith only diminished because focus was shifted. Let me say it another way. When your focus shifts, your faith diminishes. When your faith diminishes, your fear grows. Let me say it again. Your fear grows when your faith diminishes, and your faith diminishes because your focus changes. So if you want decrease in fear, you need to have increase in faith. But in order to have increase in faith that brings demotion to fear, you've got to have a shift in focus, because your focus will determine your faith and your faith will determine your fear. So if you want to get rid of your fear, grow your faith by shifting your focus.
Dr. Evans will tell us more about how to keep the focus on our faith on Monday, when he continues this message titled, The Risk of Faith. Now, don't forget, our lesson today comes from Tony's series called Believing is Seeing, an 8-part journey that explores the vital connection between taking God at His Word and seeing that Word transform our lives. And for a limited time, when you make a contribution to help support the Alternative Broadcast Ministry, we'll send you this complete audio collection as our gift, along with a special bonus, Tony's brand new devotional and prayer guide, Anchored by Faith. This resource is designed to help you stay grounded in God's promises, deepen your trust, and experience greater confidence and peace as you navigate life's challenges. This exclusive package will only be available for a limited time, so visit TonyEvans.org. or call 1-800-800-3222 soon to make the arrangements. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. And one more note before we wrap up, I want to mention something exciting that's coming next month. In addition to the Bible-based messages you hear each day here on The Alternative, Dr. Evans will be hosting the Unbound podcast, a brand new series of meaningful conversations that dig into the questions and challenges of everyday life. Each week, he'll talk with guests from different backgrounds about faith, culture, relationships, and the personal journeys that shape who we are. These are thoughtful, engaging discussions meant to encourage you, stretch your perspective, and strengthen your walk with Christ. Keep listening for more details as we get closer to the November launch of this exciting new podcast. On Monday, Dr. Evans explains why faith is the safest move in the universe, even when circumstances challenge everything we see. I hope you'll join us for that.